Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, the Jux, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. And joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, it's Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. And Kevin, we can give you our reviews of Roadhouse,
yes,
if you want to hear them.
We could do that.
Yeah, and that honestly, I was talking to Drab about this earlier this week, and this is kind of one of those rare moments where we can actually have a conversation about a movie that we've all seen.
Nice.
Because I'm usually on the show the day the movie opens, and so obviously for the audience out there, your audience already knows you guys hosted a screening for it on the 20th earlier this week, and the movie's now streaming on Prime Video. You guys take it away. I mean, I'll just offer real quick. I thought it was goofy fun. I mean, I think at the end of the day, if you're walking into Roadhouse and you're expecting some serious drama or some like brilliant filmmaking in a way that you might not find that here. This is really just kind of captures the spirit of the original and then kind of puts it in a modern day spin. And I've already talked about a lot of the show, obviously, about how they filmed the UFC stuff and they really filmed it at UFC 285. But I'm curious to hear y'all's thoughts. To me, the
goofy
movie,
fun is, I think goofy fun is right. I gave it a 3. I think Cakes gave it a 3.
I was entertained. I gave it a 4 just because I was entertained. If I had to pay for it, I would have given it a 2.
3 cake batters, and you officially snooze on the Icon Theater in Tyson's Corner. Yeah. You're fully asleep on it.
And a couple of us slept on the post-credit scene with Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I left the theater by that point.
I liked it because it was entertaining, but I only gave it like a 3.25. But I did think, like, these guys all were making fun of the acting, and believe me, I never thought the acting was great.
The acting was bad. But you're not going to see it for the acting.
Right.
Yeah,
you're going to see it for Conor McGregor.
I thought the dunk with the cast
was hilarious.
The dunk with the cast, he was trying to be funny. He wasn't the best of actors, but I thought Conor McGregor did very well for what
Conor
he was supposed to do.
I thought Conor did great.
Was funny.
I thought Gyllenhaal was really good.
He was the best out of all of them, but he should be.
Yeah.
I mean, Drab was texting me about how bad the acting was, and I was like, well, first of all, I mean, Gyllenhaal leads the movie. He's fantastic in it. Like, I love the scene when he walks up to that dude who has the gun on him. And he's like, how are you going to fire that when I break your finger?
Yeah, right.
And like, the way that Gyllenhaal delivers that. I mean, I was talking to a buddy of mine last night. Jake Gyllenhaal, and this is going to sound crazy, but stick with me for a second here. He might be one of the most underrated actors working today. Like, and I say that because his filmography is so absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'm talking about like Zodiac, Prisoners, Donnie Darko, Nightcrawler. I know he's famous and everybody knows who he is. I just don't. Sometimes I feel like we forget how good of an actor.
The Day
he is.
After like, Tomorrow.
Did he do Jarhead?
Jarhead. Yep.
Dude, Jarhead's amazing. Also, like, for people who aren't aware, the physical transformation that he makes in this film, like, I was listening to him. There was an interview clip that he did on Stern, I think, earlier this week. It was like on social media somewhere, and he's talking about like how the prep for just one shot of just like, if they want to get his abs in a certain way, he has to like stop eating salt for like 2 days and then like eat sugar on that exact moment so that when they film it in a 40-minute period, they can get the exact shot they want. Like, I don't think people understand sometimes how much goes into performances like that, and also like the logistics of it all. But I think Connor steals the movie. I really do. Like, it's one of like I actually wish he just showed up earlier. I don't think he shows up for the first hour or something like that. And so, yeah, I mean, for me, I'm with you guys. I'm around the 3.25 range. I thought it was fun. It's on Prime Video. Also, I don't sleep on the Icon Theater. Well, I kind of do. I've only been there twice, but my favorite experience there, I saw the movie Air, the Michael Jordan film, and I was blown away by that theater. The sound.
By the way, you're nice sleeping theater. on Gyllenhaal's, in my opinion, favorite movie.
What is it?
The Covenant.
It's very good.
You're sleeping on that one.
I'm glad you brought that up. Like,
that's an excellent movie, and he was excellent in it.
I would vouch for Prisoners as my favorite.
Prisoners was good.
Jake G.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler is probably his best. I think the best movie he's ever been in is Zodiac. I think the best performance of his career is
Silly.
I'm asleep on Zodiac. Fully asleep.
You would
on
love
that.
It. Yeah, love
I need to watch.
Wait, Cakes, you haven't seen Zodiac?
That's what I just said. Yes, full blown asleep.
Zodiac is kind of underrated, and I actually think it's David Fincher's best movie. Mm. This is the guy who did Seven and Fight Club and Social Network.
You're kind of selling me on it.
Oh, dude, and I mean, you obviously know who the Zodiac Killer is, but what's interesting about the movie is, I don't know the specific history behind it, but this was somebody who wasn't caught. And so the whole concept of the film of this killer sending in messages to a newspaper, but Gyllenhaal, Ruffalo, Downey Jr., it's just, and I've only seen it once, and I will never, ever see it again. And because I don't, there's a scene in that film that deals with a stabbing on a beach that I will never, ever watch ever again because I can still feel it now that I'm talking about it. It's such a brutal scene. So,
all right, Kevin, let's get to the next movie. Sydney Sweeney is hot these days. I mean, she's hot in general, but she's in a movie, Immaculate, which I guess is a religious horror movie.
Yeah. So the big movie I want to talk about this week is Late Night with the Devil. So we'll get to that after this. But the Immaculate is this is like an independent film, essentially, in a way that is being distributed through Neon. So she made this movie with a friend of hers named Michael Mohan. And the concept of it is pretty wild. Like, Sydney Sweeney's character basically moves to like the countryside of Italy to join a convent to become a nun, and she becomes pregnant, obviously, without having any sexual intercourse. And so like that becomes the whole thing. She doesn't know why she's pregnant. What is she carrying? And so it becomes, and then you start to realize that this place that she's at is somehow, there's some dark secrets that she was meant to be there. And they've lured her in somehow. And she wants to escape. And so I'll tell you this, you know, the older I get, the more brutal horror I kind of try and stay away from, but this movie, you know, it's a tight 88 minutes. The ending is one of the more shocking endings I've seen in cinema in a long time. There's a scream that she lets out at the end of this movie that I think is going to go down as one of the greatest, like, horror screams of all time.
Yeah, but Kevin, I think if she's dressed as a nun, the jugs are covered 90% of the movie, right?
Okay, well, Cakes is trying to take it there. I'm trying to stay in the movie lane. But
he's just asking the important questions.
Yeah, I'm probing.
I know, but as a critic, that's not something I was paying attention to. I mean, I was trying to watch the movie. No, but she is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I just watched that comedy she did with Glenn Powell, which really isn't that great, but she has some really funny scenes, and it's called Anyone But You. But yeah, I mean, I think Immaculate is a solid horror film. It's worth seeing for the ending. But the movie I'm about to talk about after this, like, it just pales in comparison.
All right, what's your rating?
For Immaculate, I'm a 4 out of 5. So I'm Roadhouse, I'm probably 3, 3.5, kind of like where you guys are at. Connor kind of upticks it to a 3.5 for me. And then I think Immaculate's a solid 4. It's a solid horror film, really well shot. And again, very independent. So it doesn't really feel like it's trying to cover its bases. It is what it is. It's a movie that's designed just to shock.
Kev. Yeah. Let me ask you, just because mentioning Connor again, is this the kind of opportunity for him where he could be like the next, like, Like, I don't know that he can
The Rock
act.
Or John Cena.
Yeah, can he be like an action star? Because I don't know that he can act, but man, he was funny.
Yeah,
but that's how The Rock started, or John Cena. Why right? couldn't Connor?
I don't think Connor is going to go down that path. I think Connor is playing, again, he's acting, but he's playing a heightened version of that type of character. Now, listen, I'm not saying that Connor is that guy, but we've seen Connor come out and fight in real fights, and that guy has a lot of energy and kind of mm-hmm. plays into that part. So, no, I don't. I mean, they paid him a lot of money for this movie. Obviously, that you bring someone like that in, but and he gives it a lot of validation. But no, I don't think he's going to follow like the Cena route, or because I think the last time we had an MMA fighter, I'm trying to think of an MMA, like Gina Carano was an MMA fighter. She became an actor. I don't think Connor's going to go down that path.
So you don't think anybody else will want him in a movie?
I'm sure they will. I just don't think he's going to have like that Cena Rock type of.
Well, I mean, those are absurd career arcs.
Yeah, but. Yeah. It's a good question. You never know. I mean, he is the highlight of the movie, I think. Yeah.
I got 3 minutes left to talk Late Night with the Devil.
Guys, let me tell you something right now. When this film ended, I wasn't even crying, but tears were falling down my face. And
nerd
I don't really
tears.
Got it.
Like, nerd no, tears it, are it, back.
Like, actually just shocking horror and physical, emotional horror. So for people who aren't aware of this movie, it's called Late Night with the Devil. David Dalmachian is the lead star. Look him up. Right. You have seen him. Look, you'll know this face. He's in Prisoners. He's in Dune. He's in Dark Knight. He's in Oppenheimer. Like, he's one of the best actors working today.
Oh, I remember him in Prisoners.
Yep.
Dude. Yeah. So this movie deals with a guy who's hosting a late night talk show, like Johnny Carson style, and his ratings are terrible. And so he decides to bring a demonically possessed girl onto the show, essentially to have an exorcism on live TV.
Put that in your back pocket.
Live exorcism.
Ratings ever struggle?
Right.
Dude,
somebody who's
so
possessed.
Here's the cool part about it. They present the film in the beginning as like a newscaster who's explaining this story, and then they literally dive you into an hour-long live broadcast, like found footage almost. And so what's cool about it is the film is dealing with horror, so he brings on a lot of these guests who are actually dealing with real horror aspects. So every time they go to a commercial break, they've led up to a moment, and you can't wait to see what's going to happen. But the cool part about it is they switch to black and white and take you behind the scenes of the show during the commercial break. So it'll go to break, and then you'll follow him backstage, and he'll be dealing with whatever just happened on stage, and then you have 2.5 minutes to get back to the live broadcast. And the things that happen in this film, I was so shocked, and he carries this movie so brilliantly. The performance is amazing, but this is one of the best horror films I have seen in years, and also one of the best films I've seen in a long time. I'm struggling to find a flaw with it. I was talking to a friend of mine about this. Like, it's a 90-minute movie.
So it's a 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. It's the best movie I've seen so far this year. It is a completely new way to play with the Exorcist genre. And it takes place in the 70s. I think you guys would dig it because the whole talk show host of it thing is really cool. He's playing into that.
Because we remember Johnny Carson.
Oh, but you know the way David described it? Basically, like, if you were to take the Exorcist and put Jerry Springer into that movie, how would this be? And I was like, that's kind of
intrigued.
Right? I mean, and so the cool part about it is the movie knows it's a live broadcast, so you're kind of watching it as if you're watching it live, if that makes sense, the way they shoot it, the way they edit it. So I was profoundly blown away by this film. It's a Shudder original. It's in theaters this weekend, and I hope it does well. I think David Dalmachian is one of the most underrated actors working today. You definitely know his face. Anybody out there listening, you might not know his name, but you know his face. So 5 out of 5 for that boy.
All right, Kevin. So 5 out of 5 for Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 for Immaculate starring Sidney Sweeney. And you said 3 to 3.5 for Roadhouse, which I think by and large we kind of agree with.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, right, pal.
So by the way, real quick before I go, I started on your show in, 2005? Mm-hmm. And now, that was 19 years ago. I turned 40 years old today.
Oh my God!
Happy birthday,
Kevin!
Happy birthday,
happy
kid!
Happy birthday!
I'm not saying that to for people to be like, oh, happy birthday. I just wanted to explain, like, like, it's crazy to me that I started on your show 19 years ago, and, like, now...
I mean, I don't want to belabor the point, and I've said this to you 1,000 times, but we literally gave you life.
No, you did, dude. I don't know what I would be doing.
Literally, he would be one of the biggest losers.
I mean, I still kind of am, but you know what I mean. But yeah,
no.
But,
very successful.
No, but in all honesty, I just want to say thank you guys, because I 19 years ago when I walked into that studio, it changed my life, and like I can't imagine like where I'd be right now, and it's just reflecting.
Why don't you buy us a gift?
That's a good idea. Yeah. Eric, that's a great idea. I don't know why.
I'm into cigars. Why don't you give me some cigars now?
Yeah, and I'm also going to get you tickets to the next Dune movie. You're really excited about that one.
He can't wait.
He wants the popcorn
bucket.
He does
want that popcorn bucket. He's a big one. He would like that.
All right, Kevin, happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, man.
And maybe stop by sometime. I don't know the last time I saw you. You should have come out to the screening.
I couldn't. It was in the middle of the day, but I miss you guys and love you guys, too. But seriously, thank you guys for everything you've done.
Why don't you tell them you want to do a hit, do your hits from our place at some point?
Yeah, our next screening, he does a hit from it.
What? You know what, Eric? Let's do that. I know we got to go, and we'll discuss this off the air, but maybe we'll figure out a way where I come to your studio to do my 7 o'clock hit, and then I just go to work afterwards.
Yeah, let's do that.
At 7:20, we'll book a demon right after you.
Bring Dave. Is Dave still there, or do you retire?
Excised for an exorcism demon.
Hey, did that camera guy Dave retire, or is he still there?
Dave Rizak, he's the man. Yeah, he's still there.
All right, you bring Dave, and let's do this.
All right, we'll work it out. I love you guys.
All right,
love
buddy.
You too.
Thank you,
all
Kevin.
Right, talk to you soon. Happy birthday. Happy 4-0.
Kevin McCarthy.
Literally gave that guy life.
From Fox 5.
I wanted to get his tournament take. Because remember, he's into sports.
Jason's like, I'm good without that.
Call him on your time.
Yeah, call him after the show.
I don't think people understand. This is a guy who I think he's got under control, riddled with OCD.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So much acne. Ugly. Nothing going for him.
He was 21 at the time.
Yeah. Just terrible skin, like Adam's
not
skin.
Not an ounce of muscle.
Honestly, we gave Adam life, too. We gave Adam life.
You guys hosting a show in Richmond.
I know. Are we, seriously, we're the star makers.
Cake batter.
Kingmaker.
Kingmaker.
McCarthy looks like the guy on the Today Show on the weekends. You ever see that guy?
No, I don't watch the Today Show today. Well, certainly not on the weekends.
What's the Today?
I don't know the guy's name. I'd have to look him up. But I think he looks a lot like him.
Kevin is really, really good at what he does, though. I may break his balls, but he's really good at what he does.
Coming up next, a prominent NFL insider says, who the Commanders are leaning to take at number two.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.